Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry.
Что не только люди, но даже птицы и звери плачут.
what to speak of human beings. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt the path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lochan Das Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself. My dear mind, you are entrapped in the sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. So this is Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport of this song by Lochan Das Thakur. From this song we can understand one important point about Lord Chaitanya's movement. And that is with the first two words, Parama Karuna. His words means very merciful. And the different examples of Lord Chaitanya's mercy are described here. The first is that Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he gave such a simple process for perfection of life. And not only was it such a simple process, but actually it's Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's a joyful process. He gave us the process of chanting and dancing. And Lochan Das Thakur is explaining here that one should not think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. Lord Chaitanya has given his assurance that one will get perfection by this process of simply chanting and dancing. One must have this complete faith and conviction, as described here. They are described by the words Vishvasa Kori. Faith and conviction in this process of chanting and dancing. Many of us have heard that this is a very simple process before. And sometimes many people are attracted to take part in our chanting and dancing because it seems so simple. But after taking part and participating in chanting and dancing for some time, one may begin to think, is this all that's required? Lord Chaitanya says it's all that's required. So why is it that I have such a difficult time just simply chanting and dancing? Why does it seem that so many other activities are required for me to take part in? Why can I not just chant and dance and achieve perfection? So, although it is described that chanting and dancing is the means for achieving the ultimate goal, still we see that it is difficult for ourselves to completely absorb our lives totally in chanting and dancing all day long, 24 hours a day.
Для нас кажется это очень сложным просто посвятить все свое время 24 часа в сутки пению и танцам.
One can chant and dance all day.
Можно петь и танцевать целый день.
If one is willing to fulfill this one requirement as described.
Если человек действительно хочет вписаться в это одно требование, которое здесь описано.
Вишая чария сейра се маджия. That if one wants to be Krishna conscious, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification.
Если выполнить это условие, что необходимо оставить чувственное удовольствие.
In other words, if one is capable of giving up the pursuit of gratifying his senses.
Другими словами, если человек способен оставить чувственное удовольствие.
And being fully dependent only on the basic necessities of life for maintaining body and soul.
И может просто полагаться на то самое-самое минимально необходимое, чтобы содержать себя.
Then one will actually be able to experience the joyfulness of this chanting and dancing.
Тогда действительно он сможет испытать эту радость простого процесса пения и танца.
One will experience some great taste.
Тогда человек почувствует этот великий вкус.
Such a satisfying taste there is in this chanting and dancing.
И в нем действительно в этом процессе танцев и пения есть такой вкус.
That the superior taste of chanting and dancing and always glorifying the Lord helps us to restrict our sense gratification.
Что этот высший вкус, который мы получаем от пения и танцев, помогает нам ограничиться от чувственных удовольствий.
We see so many examples in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
Мы видим так много примеров из игр Господа Чайтаньи.
Of such exalted devotees who actually experience such a taste in chanting.
А таких многих возвышенных преданных, которые испытали этот высший вкус танцев и пения.
Simply by once chanting the name, they're experiencing static symptoms in their body.
Они даже могли просто одним словом, святым именем, произнося одно слово святого имени, могли достичь этого высшего состояния вкуса.
Just like Kolavecha Sridhar, he was always absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Например, как Kolavecha Sridhar, он всегда был погружен в процесс воспевания.
And he was fully satisfied to live so simply. Never over endeavoring for mundane achievements which are difficult to obtain.
не трудился слишком много для труднодостижимых мирских целей.
And always satisfied in any condition of life.
И он всегда был удовлетворен в любых условиях жизни.
This is the symptom of devotees who are actually relishing the taste of the holy name of the Lord.
Это признак преданного, который действительно наслаждается вкусом святого имени Господа.
They've given up the pursuit of sense gratification because they've gotten that higher taste.
Они оставили процесс удовлетворения своих собственных чувств, потому что они получили этот высший вкус.
But in order to give that, in order to get that higher taste, as described here by Lochan Das Thakur, one has to give up sense gratification.
Но для того, чтобы получить этот высший вкус, Лочан Дас Такур говорит о том, что необходимо оставить чувственное удовлетворение.
This seems like circular reasoning.
Это получается как замкнутый круг.
That how can we get the higher taste unless we give up sense gratification? And how do we give up sense gratification unless we get the higher taste? It seems like it's an impossible circle to break. It's a puzzle for those who do not understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Эта загадка остается неразгадаемой для тех, которые не знают милости Господа Чайтаньи.
Because actually the ability to break through that circular reasoning.
Потому что способность разорвать этот замкнутый круг.
Can be only achieved by one thing only.
Можно получить только по одной причине.
And that is mercy. That's why it's described here that Lord Chaitanya is so merciful.
Поэтому здесь описано, что Господь Чайтанья так милостив.
Because he's giving that taste.
Потому что Господь Чайтанья дает этот вкус.
He's distributing this taste freely.
Он свободно распространяет, раздает этот вкус.
He's giving everyone opportunity just simply take a little sample of this taste.
Он дает возможность каждому попробовать маленькую крупинку этого
Of course, Lord Chaitanya was so merciful that not only was he giving human beings taste, but he was also giving animals taste too, as described here.
Господь Чайтанья настолько милостив, что он дает этот вкус, чтобы попробовать не только людям, но и животным, как здесь было сказано.
I was looking up here at this painting when I was reading this. Because this painting is depicting Lord Chaitanya walking through the forest of Jarakanda.
Поскольку на этом на этой картине изображен Господь Чайтанья, когда он проходил через лес Чариканду.
And it's depicting exactly what is being described here about all the different tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all the animals were joining him and chanting and dancing.
Там как раз видно, как тигры, олени и другие животные они присоединяются в процессе пения и танцев.
This pastime took place when Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan.
Эта игра произошла тогда, когда Господь Чайтанья шел во Вриндаван.
He was very eager to achieve the shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Он очень стремился получить убежище в Вриндаван Дхам.
And he made several attempts to go to Vrindavan.
И он уже до этого пытался несколько раз идти во Вриндаван.
But he was not successful at many of those attempts.
Но у него не получалось как-то
Because his devotees would not give him permission to go.
Потому что его преданные не дали ему как бы разрешения туда пойти.
That is the nature of the Supreme Lord.
Такова природа Верховного Господа.
Although he is the supreme independent personality of Godhead.
Хотя он является верховной независимой личностью Бога.
Still he places himself in a very dependent relationship with his loving devotees.
Все равно он ставит себя в зависимость от своих преданных, которые его безгранично любят.
And therefore, after several attempts to go to Vrindavan,
и поэтому, попытавшись несколько раз пойти во Вриндаван,
Lord Chaitanya again approached his devotees Srup Damodar and Ramananda Roy.
Он, Господь Чайтанья опять обратился к своим преданным Сваруп Дамодар и Рамананда Рой.
And he expressed his intense desire to go to Vrindavan.
И он выразил им свое то желание, жажду пойти во Вриндаван.
This time his devotees, Srup Damodar Ramananda Roy, said, "My Lord, you are completely independent."
На этот раз эти преданные Сварупдамдары и Рамананда Роя, они сказали: мой дорогой Господь, ведь совершенно независимо.
Your desire is supreme.
Твое желание верховно.
Whatever you desire certainly will happen.
Все, что бы ты ни пожелал, действительно сбудется.
How can such insignificant persons like ourselves change your desire?
Как такие ничтожные личности, как мы, можем изменить твои желания?
If it is your determination to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, then certainly you will go.
Если у тебя есть решимость отправиться во Вриндаван Дам, то действительно ты туда уйдешь.
But we have one request.
Но у нас есть одно пожелание.
If you're going to go to Vrindavan by yourself, we'll not be very happy.
Если ты пойдешь во Вриндаван один, мы не будем счастливы.
Please take a servant with you who can assist you in your travels.
Пожалуйста, возьми с собой одного слугу, который поможет тебе по дороге.
Because it is very dangerous to go to the forest of Vrindavan.
Потому что отправляться во Вриндаван очень опасно.
How will you meet all your necessities?
Как ты будешь заботиться о себе?
You should take some servant who can go and who will cook for you.
Ты возьми слугу, который пойдет вместе с тобой, будет готовить для тебя.
Lord Chaitanya said, it says, yes, I will agree to take one servant.
Господь Чайтанья сказал, да, я согласен одного слугу взять.
But because you have asked me to take someone.
Поскольку вы меня попросили об этом.
But if I take any one of you,
но если я возьму кого-то из вас,
it would be very difficult for me to do this.
Для меня это будет очень сложно.
Because if I take one, neglecting the others,
если я возьму одного и оставлю других,
it will cause them great pain.
Это доставит им большую боль.
So I will not take any one of you along with me.
Поэтому я никого из вас не возьму с собой.
Please, you suggest somebody that can come with me.
А пожалуйста, вы сами выберите, кто пойдет со мной.
So then, Surup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they suggested, here's a very nice Brahmin.
И Сварупа Дамодара и Рамананда Роя, они выбрали, говорит, вот хороший браман.
His name is Балабхадра Бхаттачарья.
Его зовут Балабхадра Бхаттачарья.
And he is very peaceful Brahmin.
Он очень спокойный браман.
Lord Chaitanya was very happy to hear this.
И Господь Чайтанья очень обрадовался этому.
He said, yes, I should take somebody who is very peaceful with me.
Да, он сказал, я, пожалуй, возьму того, кто очень спокойный.
See, because previously when Lord Chaitanya was traveling through the forest with a different service, a servant named Kala Krishna Das.
Потому что до этого Господь Чайтанья уже шел и брал с собой одного слугу по имени Кала Кришна Дас.
This servant of his was not very peaceful.
Этот слуга не оказался очень спокойным.
And he got himself into some trouble.
И он попал в трудности.
And Lord Chaitanya had to go and rescue him from the Bataharis, who were a band of gypsies.
И Господу Чайтанье пришлось освобождать этого слугу от цыган.
Actually, it's described that even a devotee who is in the presence of the Lord can still come under the influence of the illusory energy.
Там как раз в этот эпизод этой истории было сказано, что даже преданный, находящийся рядом с Господом, может привлечься иллюзорной энергией.
Because although this Kala Krishna Das was traveling and rendering service to Lord Chaitanya, he became captivated by these Bataharis.
И хотя этот Kala Krishna Das, он служил Господу Чайтанье, тем не менее он привлекся и
And Lord Chaitanya had to go and to drag him out and rescue him.
So therefore
he said, this time I must take a very gentle, learned, simple Brahmin with me.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu сказал, на этот раз я возьму очень спокойного, очень равновешенного и простого Брахмана.
So the devotee said, here, please, this Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he's very nice Brahmin. He will certainly help you. He will collect food for you, wild roots and berries in the forest, and he'll cook for you. And he will help you in all respects. So this was the only request his devotees asked of him. That he would simply accept a servant. So finally Lord Chaitanya got his opportunity to leave for Vrindavan. And he had to leave very, very early in the morning. Because whenever Lord Chaitanya would try to leave a particular place, it was very difficult for the devotees to bear separation from him. If he left during the day, all the devotees would follow. So while everyone was sleeping, Lord Chaitanya took Balabhadra Bhattacharya with him. And he entered into the forest on his way to Vrindavan. When everyone woke up in the morning, they began looking for the Lord. And wherever they looked, no one could find him. This caused great pain in their hearts. Sometimes, when the devotees experience such feelings of separation, it is very difficult for them. Their mind and thoughts are being always absorbed in the Lord. Even one moment's absence for them makes them feel like 12 years or more. They feel like to be like 12 years or more. So they began looking everywhere for Lord Chaitanya, but could not find him. And then gradually all the devotees realized that Lord Chaitanya had left. They fell to the ground. Some of them began crying. It's very difficult for them. Of course, when we hear such descriptions of the devotees' feelings of separation from the Lord, we should not think that the devotees are experiencing some mundane emotions. These feelings of separation are the highest ecstasies for devotees. Because the devotees who are always wrapped in thoughts of the Lord, that is the perfectional stage of life. Just like in the song by Govinda Das, which describes that, "My dear mind, please fix yourself upon the divine son of Nanda Maharaj."
Например, Говинда Дас, он тоже написал песню, где говорится, что мой дорогой ум, пожалуйста, привяжись к лотосным стопам сына Ананды.
Because by meditation upon him, one becomes fearless.
Потому что медитируя на него, можно стать бесстрашным.
This is the actual stage of perfection.
Это действительная ступень совершенства.
Just like we described here, that the perfectional stage is to be always absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Так как здесь тоже мы читаем, что ступень совершенства заключается в постоянной погруженности в воспевание святых имен.
So these devotees who experience separation from the Lord, they are always speaking about the Lord.
И те преданные, которые погружены в мысли о Господе, они всегда говорят о Господе.
That's the symptom of a devotee. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, Yantantas Chadridha Vrita. That the devotees are always chanting my glories. They're always absorbed in thoughts of Him, of the Lord. Always offering their obeisances to Him, bowing down with great determination. So Lord Chaitanya would leave, when Lord Chaitanya left to go to Vrindavan, all these devotees, they would cry in lamentation. But we always be waiting for the moment when they would be together again with the Lord. Actually, the Lord never leaves His devotees. Because the Lord is always thinking about His devotees and absorbed in thoughts of His devotees. And when the devotees are always absorbed in thoughts of Him, the devotees and the Lord are always together. But still, Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan. And the devotees, they all simply waited patiently for Him to return. As soon as He left them, He went to this forest of Jarakanda. And while walking through the forest, Lord Chaitanya was always chanting and dancing. Everywhere he went, he was simply absorbed in this chanting and dancing. While he was walking through the forest, he came upon these wild animals. There were many tigers, elephants, deer, snakes. Wild boars. So many different animals in the forest. And they were all along the path that Lord Chaitanya was walking. For a moment he became very fearful of these wild animals. But he could not understand, because Lord Chaitanya was walking so fearlessly through the forest. As if none of these wild animals could possibly even disturb him. So he was standing, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was standing behind for a while, watching. Because he wanted to wait and see what was going to happen. So as Lord Chaitanya walked through this path, all these animals began gathering. One tiger was right in front of him. And it was lying right on the path. Lord Chaitanya approached the tiger. Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He couldn't understand. He was shocked. Lord Chaitanya walked right up to the tiger lying on the path. And he kicked him with his foot. And when he kicked him, he told the tiger, "Get up." Chant. Chant Krishna's name. The tiger got up and began chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was astonished. What is this? What mercy? What potency? Lord Chaitanya has such potency that he can make the wild animals chant Krishna's name. Lord Chaitanya went to the river to take his bath. And while he was standing there, first chanting his Gayatri, A herd of wild elephants came. Does anyone know what a wild elephant is capable of doing? Radhanath Maharaj the other day was telling a story about wild elephants. He's described that he's seen the devastation that a wild elephant can perform once before. You can imagine a wild elephant means that it's not controlled. And everybody knows how big and heavy an elephant is. So you can imagine what an uncontrolled wild elephant can do to destroy everything in its path. So a herd of wild elephants came before Lord Chaitanya. And they were trampling everything in their path. Lord Chaitanya took water with his hand and began splashing it on the elephants. And he told the elephants, get up, chant, dance. The elephants immediately stopped. They didn't even enter the water. As soon as the water was splashed on them, they immediately stopped and got up on their legs and began chanting and dancing. You can see the elephants back in the background by the river, standing by the river, they're all dancing and chanting. And then Lord Chaitanya left that place and began and continued walking. And all the wild animals began assembling in that place. The tigers and the deer assembled together. And then Balabhadra saw the most wonderful thing. He's standing and he's looking at this tiger and deer embracing one another. And they're kissing one another. These animals, which are naturally, a deer is naturally always very fearful of a tiger. Because the tiger is always looking for some deer for prey. But now the tigers and deers, they're chanting and dancing with one another. And they're chanting Krishna's name. So Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he even makes the animals chant. Actually, recently we had a very amazing experience. I just thought of this. I was in Odessa. We were having a festival in Odessa. And was anybody there? Were you there? No? During... there was about 500, 600 devotees at the festival. It was right after the Sukhurava festival. And we were having seminars during the day, and at nights we'd have kirtan. Many of my god brothers were there also. Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj was there, and Bhakti Vibhava Maharaj was there, and Prahlad Nanda Maharaj was there, Parthasarathi Prabhu, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was there. And one night we were going on parikram with the deities, and we had a big kirtan.
Однажды вечером мы пошли на парикраму вместе с божествами, и это был очень большой киртан.
And this, the devotees were carrying the deities of Горна Тай on a palanquin.
И преданные на палантине несли божества Горна Тай.
And this wild dog came into the middle of the kirtan.
И тогда прямо в середину киртана вырвалась одна дикая собака.
And the dog came immediately and stood underneath Горнитай.
Эта собака сразу забежала в толпу и встала под божество.
And then he immediately sat down and lied down underneath Горнитай.
Она там присела и прилегла прямо на землю.
And we were having a very ecstatic kirtan at this time, and the deities were stopped. They had stopped their procession.
В это время у нас процессия остановилась, и был очень такой мощный киртан.
And the dogs simply stayed there underneath the shelter of the deities.
И эта собака просто лежала там под убежищем божеств.
And whenever the deities were moved,
и куда бы божества ни пошли,
the dog always stayed under the deities.
Эта собака всегда оставалась под.
If the deity stopped, the dog stopped.
Как только божества останавливались, собака останавливалась.
And it would just lie immediately. As soon as the deity stopped, the dog would immediately get down, lie down, and just lie there.
Как только божества останавливались, собака сразу приседала и ложилась на землю.
And while everyone was chanting,
и пока преданные воспевали,
the dog was offering his prostrated obeisances. And all of us began to notice this dog. Because we didn't notice the dog at first. Only a couple of us. I noticed the dog first because I was leading the kirtan. And I was standing right in front of the deities. But then all the other devotees, they also started pointing to the dog, noticing the dog. That kirtan continued for another 2 hours. And the dog never left the center of the kirtan. Whenever the devotees would move, the dog would move with them. Whenever the kirtan would stop, the dog would stop. And it seemed the dog was so much attracted by this kirtan. It could not leave the association of devotees. It was the most amazing experience we had. We were all talking about it afterwards, that this dog was definitely must have been some special living entity. Now, of course, the dog didn't get up on his back legs and start chanting Krishna, Krishna. But still, and to actually be so attracted to hear the kirtan of the holy name of the Lord. Anyone who hears the holy name of the Lord derives great benefit. And when Lord Chaitanya was traveling through the forest of Jarakanda, it's described that not only the animals were benefited,
описано, что не только животные получили благо.
But even the creepers and the trees, when upon hearing the holy name of the Lord, resonated by the Lord.
То даже растения и деревья, которые там слушали эти вибрации святого имени, произносимые Господом.
Even the creepers and the trees became purified.
Даже все растения и деревья, они очистились.
And they began echoing the holy name of the Lord in response.
И они начали воспевать
So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya did not discriminate. Srila Prabhupada describes here, of course it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to chant. Srila Prabhupada, of course, is so merciful that he is speaking in this way. Well, certainly he was a very merciful representative of Lord Chaitanya. And he was always very anxious to distribute the mercy. And therefore he is speaking in this way. Out of humility he is saying, we don't have the potency to make animals chant.
Из-за своего смирения он говорит, что у нас нет такой силы, чтобы мы могли бы заставить животных воспевать святое имя.
Maybe that's something that Lord Chaitanya can do and his special empowered representatives.
Может быть, это то, что мог сделать Господь Чайтанья, потому что он особенный представитель.
But still, we should try to make human beings chant. We should try to make human beings chant. And that was Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Just like we were explaining before, that without mercy it's very difficult to break free from this vicious circle. Because unless one gets a higher taste, it's difficult to give up sense gratification. And unless one gives up sense gratification, it's difficult to get a higher taste. But by the mercy of such great devotees, they are distributing that taste. That is a symptom of great devotees of the Lord. Great devotees of the Lord are those devotees who are always anxious to give this taste of devotional service to others.
Великие преданные Господа, те, которые жаждут давать другим этот высший вкус.
Because they have some taste for glorifying the Lord.
Потому что у них есть этот вкус прославления Господа.
They want to give this taste to others and help others to actually experience that taste.
Они хотят дать этот вкус другим, чтобы другие это тоже почувствовали.
That is their mercy.
Такова их милость.
Srila Prabhupada was always glorifying Krishna. He had that taste. Just as it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushushoshana Dhanasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi Sianmayat Sivayapi Punyatirta Nishevana. That by serving great devotees who are freed from vice, great service is done. Vice. Sinful activities.
Служить преданным, которые свободны от всех недостатков, это очень великое дело.
By such service, one develops a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Таким служением можно получить вкус к воспеванию и слушанию святого имени.
That is the nature of such great devotees.
Такова природа, характерная природа, особенность великих преданных.
Such devotees, they are distributing the holy name of the Lord.
Такие преданные, они раздают святое имя Господа.
And they're distributing the opportunity to render service to the holy name of the Lord.
Они раздают возможность совершать служение Верховному Господу.
They're giving everyone the opportunity just simply to catch a glimpse, a little taste.
они дают возможность просто уловить маленькую крупинку этого вкуса служения Господу.
Because even just a little taste, a little drop.
Потому что даже самая маленькая капелька этого вкуса.
Which one gets by the mercy of a devotee. This little taste is sufficient for him to begin his path back home, back to Godhead. Just like we were reading 2 days ago, one verse from the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As Srila Prabhupada was describing how one gets the protection of the Lord immediately when one begins devotional service.
Там Шрила Прабхупада описывает, как человек может получить защиту Верховного Господа немедленно, как только он только что начал процесс преданного служения.
He says one does not have to wait to get the Lord, the protection of the Lord.
Он говорил там, что не надо ожидать долго защиты Господа.
Immediately, as soon as he takes the devotional service, the Lord's protection is there.
Защита Господа наступает сразу, как только человек начинает служение Господу.
So one may think, if one has the protection of the Lord, why is it that sometimes we see people fall down?
Иногда может возникнуть вопрос, как же так? Если есть эта защита Господа, то почему мы видим, что иногда люди все-таки падают с этого пути?
And Narada Muni explains this point.
И Нарада Муни объясняет это.
He says that, my dear Vyas, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other.
Он говорит, мой дорогой Вьяс, иногда даже преданные Господа падают с этого пути.
He certainly cannot become a fruitive worker again.
Но они ни в коем случае не становятся подобными тем людям, которые работают ради результатов плодов своего труда.
Because anyone who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of Krishna.
Потому что тот, кто однажды уже вкусил вкус служения Господу.
He'll never be able to forget that ecstasy.
Он никогда уже не сможет забыть этот экстаз.
Even one moment's taste of devotional service.
Даже кратковременный, моментальный эпизод этого вкуса.
That's mercy.
Это милость.
That cannot, little taste cannot actually be achieved without the mercy of a devotee.
Это милость, этот вкус невозможно получить без милости преданного.
Because even though one may forget that taste temporarily.
Даже если кто-то забудет этот вкус на какое-то время.
Still, he'll always think back and remember, yes, I remember.
Все равно будет вспоминать, да, я помню, как это было.
It was such a wonderful taste.
Это было так здорово.
Especially when one's trying to taste the pleasure of material enjoyment, sense gratification.
Особенно если человек опять начинает пытаться вкушать эти чувственные наслаждения материального мира.
And when he tries really, really hard.
Если он очень сильно постарается.
I want to enjoy my senses. I want to enjoy.
Я хочу насладиться. Я хочу.
And sometimes he tries so hard to completely saturate himself in sense gratification.
Он иногда так посвящает себя, изнуряя себя в чувственных удовольствиях.
But anyone who's gotten a little taste of devotional service.
Но даже если ему посчастливилось до этого почувствовать хотя бы малейший вкус преданного служения.
It just doesn't work the same as it worked before.
То эти чувственные удовольствия уже не работают, как до.
We try and try.
Мы стараемся еще и еще.
But somehow it just doesn't seem to work the same.
Но что-то не так получается уже.
It seems like when I had this sense gratification before I got that higher taste.
Кажется, что я лучше получил больше удовольствия от этого перед тем, как я получил вкус к преданному служению.
I was actually able to enjoy it a lot better.
Тогда у меня лучше это получалось.
But now I can't.
А теперь что-то не получается.
And even though I tried and trying so hard to enjoy it.
И хотя я так стараюсь.
It's not really giving me that taste that I had before.
Где-то нет того вкуса, что раньше.
Why not? Why can't I get that taste of sense gratification again? And what happens? Person begins starts to realize he's suffering.
I can't get any taste, sense gratification anymore. What's happened? Now I'm only suffering. And when he finally comes to that point of realization, he can't forget that taste he had before. So sometimes even a devotee is put in a very suffering condition. Sometimes devotees will even fall down in an immature stage. But anyone that for even a moment is engaged in devotional service, by the mercy of those devotees who are distributing this taste, that one's path back home, back to Godhead, becomes opened up. That is mercy. And it's only by that mercy that we can actually give up this sense gratification. That's why Lord Chandas Thakur is saying here, Vishaya Charya Seira Se Majiya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by the process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. Somehow or other, one has to give it up. So it becomes a lot easier to give it up when one actually gets this higher taste. Vishaya vinivartante naraharasya dehina rasavajam rasopyasya param jistva nivartate. That the embodied soul may restrict themselves from sense enjoyment, even though the taste still remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste becomes fixed in consciousness. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here are described as Parama Karuna. They are the most merciful lords. There is no incarnation of the Lord who is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Because they have distributed a very simple process for achieving perfection in life. Actually, all we have to do really is chant and dance. That's all Lord Chaitanya and his associates are always doing. They're simply chanting and dancing. And feasting. Did you say feasting already?
Yes.
Already, before.
This is the process of Krishna consciousness. And when devotees actually derive great pleasure from this process, then they hanker to take part more and more. When one actually begins to experience a little hankering in the heart, one should know that that hankering in the heart for Krishna is only due to one thing only. Lord Chaitanya's mercy. How can those who are previously addicted to so many sinful activities have some hankering for Krishna, except if it were not for the mercy of the Lord?
Если не иметь в виду милости Господа Чайтани, что в сердцах
те, кто были заняты всевозможными чувствами удовольствием, возникает желание служить Кришне.
So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Такова милость Господа Чайтаньи и Господа Нитьянанды.
And as Lord Chandas Thakur also describes, one should have firm faith that one will get perfection by this process.
And
those who actually have firm faith in the Lord, they never give up chanting the holy names of the Lord. It's like the whole pastime of Haridas Thakur when he was being beaten in 22 marketplaces.
It
was meant to teach this principle that one should never give up chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Это все показывало принцип, что никогда не надо оставлять воспевание святых имен Господа.
So whatever happens, whatever disturbances there are in life,
чтобы не случилось, какие бы трудности не случались в жизни,
we should always seek the protection of the Lord by constantly chanting His name.
Мы всегда должны искать убежище и защиты у Господа, воспевая Его святые имена.
Actually, this is the safest place in the material world.
На самом деле, это место самое безопасное в материальном мире.
It's the devotees who always take shelter in these names of the Lord.
Это имена, святые имена Господа, у которых все преданные всегда принимают
убежище. Will find themselves completely protected by the mercy of the Lord.
И там преданные действительно находят защиту.
And Krishna says, Antakali Chamami Vas Maran Mukva Kalevaram, whoever remembers me at the time of giving up this body at once attains my nature. This is the perfection of life. Etavan Sankhya Yogya Bhyan Svadama Paranishtaya Janma Labha Parapungsam. Anti Narayana Smriti. That the highest perfection that one can achieve, either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, or by liberation from matter, or by perfectly discharging one's prescribed duties, is to remember the Supreme Lord Narayana at the time of giving up this body. That is the highest perfection. And Lord Chaitanya gives his assurance. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process.
Господь Чайтанья заверяет нас, что этим процессом воспевания и танцев мы достигнем все совершенства жизни.
So therefore, let us take shelter in chanting.
Поэтому давайте примем убежище воспевания.
And become happy in Krishna consciousness.
И будем счастливы в сознании
Кришны. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.